Welcome again to Ivy. Ivy College, that is, in the town of Ivy, USA. As you enter the gate of Ivy College, you enter a world that is dedicated to the principle, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The shining lights of this world are Dr. William Todd Hunter Hall, president of Ivy, and his gracious wife, Victoria, who live at number one faculty row, and are returning home this afternoon after an extremely satisfying day in which Dr. Hall has dedicated a new building on the Ivy campus.
You know, you are a good speaker, Toddy. You really are.
Well, thank you, my dear, but, you know, as many times as I've addressed groups of people, large and small, I still feel like a little boy trying to explain to the manager of a 10-cent store why the urge to purloin a cap pistol is irresistible. did I gesture too much?
You gestured just right.
Usually, my gestures are designed to misdirect the audience's attention from my trembling hands, my shaky knees, and that wild, what am I doing here, look in my eye. what did I say?
Well, you dedicated the new building.
Of course, I know that, dear, but what did I say?
Well, I can't give it to you word for word.
Can you give me one word?
Three.
What are they?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Lacks both profundity and spice. Is that all you can remember?
Well, I guess it's because your voice affects me like a symphony. I never listen to the lyrics.
Yes, now, Victoria. Until science develops an antibiotic which will render me immune to your flattery, and I hope it never will, please don't expose me to too much of it.
Yes, Toddy.
My speech was unimportant anyway. It was just the little pink bow that tied up the package of a fine achievement. Beautiful building, isn't it?
And a woman designed it. Oh, the weakest sex indeed. It makes me feel very proud.
We're all proud of Anne Garrick. The first woman graduate of our architectural school, magna cum laude at that. The world will hear from Miss Garrick. Ahead of her is a future which will reflect credit not only upon the name of Garrick, but which will bring Ivy College the added glory which... Oh, was I getting up on the platform again?
My dear, you were leaping up the steps two at a time. I suppose the fact of her being a female architect sort of throws everybody a bit.
Yes, I don't know why. It isn't as if she had to throw the red-hot rivets personally. I suppose it's just the idea of a woman invading a field usually dominated by men.
Well, of course, women can do almost anything that men can do nowadays. Although, I doubt if you'd ever find a woman being the captain of an ocean liner.
Oh, and why not, said he, walking right into it.
Well, picture a huge liner creeping into the dock.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody walks up to the captain and taps her on the shoulder and says,
mm-hmm,
excuse me, madam, but your ship is slowing.
Oh, dreadful. But with the advent of transoceanic flying...
What happened to Alice? I think I'd better get it myself.
I was right in the middle of a banana cream pie.
Well, that should be easy to slip out of. It's all right, Alice. I think I know who it is.
Mrs. Hall.
Oh, Mr. Wellman, you do look lovely in your striped trousers and all.
Oh, well, thank you. I almost never wear, these special occasions.
We should dedicate a new building every day, all you boys looking like Anthony Eden.
We shouldn't have dedicated this building at all. I haven't much time, Mrs. Hall. Is Dr. Hall?
Yes, he is. Come in.
This is a public disgrace. This college is finished. We are... Good afternoon, Dr. Hall.
Mr. Wellman.
We are about to become the laughingstock of the nation. Do you realize that, Dr. Hall? The laughingstock.
Well, never sell laughingstock short, Mr. Wellman. Personally, I'd like about 1,000,000 shares of the preferred.
This is no time to be facetious. This is no laughing... I distinctly remember warning you, Dr. Hall. I mean, about this girl. Well, it's simply disgraceful.
Well, disgrace is like beauty. It is in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, do sit down and make yourself comfortable.
I don't want to be comfortable. It's too late. Too late, I mean, for comfort. Oh, I saw this coming, I said to myself, and I said it to you, Dr. Hall. This is most undignified. This girl.
You're speaking of Ann Garrick?
Of course I'm speaking of Ann Garrick. Who else did it?
Did what?
The building. Haven't you seen the building?
One rarely overlooks a building. Yes, of course I've seen it.
Well, didn't you hear Dr. Hall speak at the dedication?
Indeed I did, Mrs. Hall.
What did he say?
Victoria. Mr. Brandon, we are all very proud of Miss Garrick and her work. She's a great credit to us.
Did you notice what they were photographing the most?
No, but I presume it was Miss Garrick, the architect. And very discerning of them. She's quite photogenic.
Photogenic? She's cheesecake.
Cheesecake? What's that?
A newspaper term for any appetizing dish, preferably feminine. And photographers are all prodigal sons yearning for the not-too-fatted calf.
Never mind about the calf. We pulled the bull. I mean a boo-boo. And they weren't taking pictures of Miss Garrick. They were shooting the building.
Well, I don't quite follow you, Mr. Wellman. What is wrong with the building?
I am referring to a small bronze plaque in the entrance hall. It says something that no one has authorized. Three words, Dr. Hall. Did you see them?
No. What three words?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Engraved upon that plaque in the entrance hall of Ivy's new theological building, the future home of divinity students, are the words, the 11th commandment.
The 11th commandment?
The 11th commandment. Unless your educational methods have so altered the traditional beliefs of a very large world, Dr. Hall, there have always been exactly 10. Do you consider yourself competent to improve on Holy Writ? Because if you do, I don't. I like to read my scripture as it was originally written.
I must say I envy you, Mr. Wellman.
Envy me for what?
For being able to read the Old Testament in the original Hebrew and the New Testament in the original Greek.
Oh, you know what I meant. And what some impertinent busybody has done, and I mean that Garrick person. Well, when this building is held up to the derision and the scorn...
Excuse me, Mr. Wellman, but Victoria, did you see this plaque, the 11th commandment?
No, I didn't. I guess I was too busy admiring the whole effect and thinking what a lovely day it was for a dedication.
Well, I'm no motorist. I'm no weatherman. But beautiful day or not, Mrs. Hall, there's a storm coming up. Believe me, a storm. We are reaping the whirlpool, Dr. Hall.
Wind, Mr. Wellman. Wind.
What's that?
A whirlwind. One doesn't reap whirlpools.
Personally, I don't see how one can reap either one of them. It's like sewing a button on a poached egg.
Let's not distract ourselves from the matter. I mean, we're straying from the... Look, Dr. Hall, I feel that you're entirely responsible for this. And I don't know what you intend doing about it, but I assume that you'll do something. Good day.
That's what I call a whirlwind.
Yes, isn't it, though? And to borrow from Whirlwind Wellman's forthright observation, I assume I have to do something. Vicky, get me a button and a poached egg.
I have an appointment with Dr. Hall. I'm Ann Gary.
Oh, the lady architect. Come right in, Miss Gary. Hi. They tell me you did a wonderful job on that new theological building. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Makes me proud to be a woman. Good thing I am, too. All my clothes are made for girls.
Hello, Mrs. Hall. Doc Hall's expecting you. Come on in. William, here's Ann Garrick.
Hello, Miss Garrick.
Hello, Dr. Hall.
I hope to see you later.
Come in, sit down. I'm sorry to have interrupted your big day, Ann, with a summons like this.
Oh, but I was delighted, Dr. Hall. Gives me a chance to thank you for all the nice things you said in your dedication speech this morning.
Oh, I meant them. I think your new building is a real achievement. But I must tell you that a complaint has been lodged.
A complaint?
It seems that you have added to the original plans. Specifically, a small bronze plaque which bears the words, the 11th commandment. I've never heard of more than 10 commandments. And now it seems that you have discovered an 11th.
Oh, it wasn't my discovery. I first learned of it from my father. You see, Dr. Hall, in many ways, he was like you. He encouraged me to challenge, doubt, inquire, to find the truth for myself. He always said that truth was like gold. You had to dig for it.
Yes. Yes, truth rarely comes in bright, shiny bricks, fresh from the mint. It must be located, dug for, assayed, refined, and the impurities removed. But how about the plaque in our new building?
Well, that plaque, Dr. Hall, is, well, sort of a memorial to my father.
And as such, it does you and him both credit. But it has provoked some criticism.
I was borrowing a method advocated by both you and my father, Dr. Hall. Especially you.
Especially me?
Yes. See, all through my school years, I remember your insistence on healthy skepticism, taking nothing for granted, to dig for the truth. Dr. Hall, I had that plaque added at my own expense, and, well, rather than embarrass you, I'll have it removed.
Oh, no, no, no. The cat is out of the bag, so now we have to prove that it is not an alley cat, but a blue ribbon champion best of the show. But Anne, I've spent a great deal of my life in study, including the Bible. And I must confess an ignorance about an 11th commandment.
Oh, it's quite easy to pass over it without noticing it, Dr. Hall. But you'll find it in...
No, please don't tell me. Having spent a good part of my life insisting that people discover things for themselves, it would hardly be consistent for me to take such a shortcut. Besides, I welcome the challenge. It's the sort of game I love. Combining all the best features of chess, Scrabble, and pin the tail on the thesaurus.
I'd have been awfully disappointed if you'd let me tell
you. Oh, I'll dig it out, I promise you. I may be over 21, but I'm still a minor at heart.
Howdy.
Oh, come in.
Am I intruding on some deep thinking?
No, my darling. In the first place, I can never think of your appearance as an intrusion. And secondly, the deep thinking is over for the day. Mission accomplished.
I thought you were looking uncommonly pleased with yourself. Well?
Very well, dear. And you?
That's not what I meant, and you know it. What about the inscription?
What inscription is that?
Oh, William, don't be maddening. Anne Garrick's inscription on the new theological building, the 11th commandment. Did you find the source?
I did.
Oh, how wonderful. Where?
Vicky, I love you. I cherish you. Your lightest wish is to me another commandment. I like to see you spoiled, pampered, breakfast in bed, and extra whipped cream on your shortcake.
Shortcake for breakfast?
A figure of speech.
Well, with a diet like that, my figure would be speechless. But come on, now tell me. How about the 11th commandment?
Now, my love, here are the requisite materials for your search. Old and New Testaments, Concordance, and various other books of reference. And go right ahead and good hunting. And now, offhand, can you tell me the number of the campus bookshop?
No. And offhand, I wouldn't tell you if I could. You won't tell me things. I won't tell you things.
I'm going to offer a suggestion to the bookshop that they fill a window with copies of the Bible and add one small sign saying the 11th commandment. You know, when I read again the simple, sweeping statements of Isaiah, Daniel, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Moses, I am more than ever convinced we should all share the prophets.
You still won't tell me?
Not now, dear. I have a long list of calls to make.
What about?
Well, I'm going to stimulate the controversy, which has already been started. There is gold to dig for. And I hope to start a gold rush which will make the days of 49 look like a Sunday morning in Wall Street.
And now to return to the halls of Ivy. It's a couple of days later, and while there are ordinary world-shaking events in the news, Ivy, college, and town are concerned with their own provocative question, which is being broadcast on the air and spread all over the front page of the local newspapers. And has now assumed such proportions that both faculty and clergy have been drawn into the search for the disputed precept.
This entails a lot of research, Ed.
Well, listen, I'll help you out on it.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Hall.
Hi.
Well, good morning.
Say, what's the scoop on a new building?
Scoop?
The pitch, Mrs. Hall, you know. That 11th commandment stuff. I'm kind of a pagan myself. I didn't get any further than Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy? Why, Edward, I've been doing you an injustice. I didn't know you could concentrate on anything past the 50-yard line.
Well, we're all working on the great scripture, Mrs. Hall. We divided up the work. You see, we have the new students digging in the Old Testament, and the old students digging in the New Testament.
But that's logical. In other words, it figures.
I'll bet you know the answer and won't tell. Can't you give us just a little hint?
Kind of a feed box tip, huh?
Well, it slays me to refuse you, gentlemen, but I'm just as busy in research as you are. They tell me there's gold to be found. So, as they say in certain musical circles, dig those crazy nuggets. Toddy.
Oh, hello, my sweet.
Oh, I haven't seen so much mail since I was single.
I suppose it's an old story to you, Vicky, but I find fan mail a new and fascinating study. I've got dozens of letters of praise, several threats, and two offers of marriage.
Photographs enclosed?
Fortunately, no. Their general tone of imbecility makes the proposals a little less than flattering. Here, would you like to see a sample?
Yes. Now, dear Dr. Hall, I'd like to get together with you about the 11th commandment. My husband left me 26 years ago, and since then I haven't met a man with any ideas.
That's enough.
You better give it a little thought. She says here she owns a meat market. You can't turn down a dowry of top sirloin.
No, it wasn't easy. But I'd sooner be your husband than the lady butcher's. I'd prefer a meeting of the minds to a minding of the meats.
Speaking of a meeting of the minds, some of your students... Oh, I better answer that. It may be another offer of marriage.
Oh, in that case, I'll handle it myself. I'd rather fancy myself in the role of mate bait. Hello, Dr. Hall speaking.
Dr. Hall, this is Bullock, Ivy City News.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bullock.
Look, Doc, the wire services are driving me crazy. Can you give me a bone I can throw them?
The wire services? Do you mean this incident has gone beyond local interest?
This is Monday, Doc. All newspaper men spend Saturday and Sunday burning incense and praying that a man will bite a dog. And to have a semi-religious controversy start over the weekend is the end. Like baby baptizes minister. You got to give me something, Doc, anything.
Well, I'd like another day for consideration.
Another day? But this is your baby, Doc. You started the whole thing. And you can't talk about days in the newspaper racket. We do business in minutes. We use stopwatches, not sundials.
I'm not in the newspaper racket, Mr. Bullock. I'd be very glad to give you some information, but I need a little more time. Can you call me tomorrow morning?
Okay, Doc. If that's your best offer, all right, I will.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, the news hounds are baying melodiously on the trail.
You look fiendishly undisturbed about it. I've seen that same canary swallow the cat expression on the face of a very successful press agent. You'd make a wonderful flack.
A wonderful what?
Flack. It's a trade term for press agent. Ah. F-L-A-C-K.
Interesting word. I wonder what the derivation is. F-L-A-K means anti-aircraft artillery fire from the German word Fliegerabwehrkanone, a possible connection.
Jim, a connection like that would blow every fuse in the house. Don't stand there grinning like a Cheshire cat if you're not going to tell me anything.
Well, I'll tell you this.
You don't have to, you know. I mean, I'm not at all curious. You'll tell me what?
I've been a busy man these last few days, and as is so often the case with those who are busy, happy.
Toddy, when are you going to tell me about the 11th commandment?
Well, perhaps right now. You see, Vicky...
I will not answer it. Tell.
Oh, I couldn't, darling, because there's someone waiting at the door, and between the time they enter that door and arrive at this door, I would hardly be able to finish a well-constructed sentence.
Oh, hello, Mr. I'll tell Dr. Hoyt. He's in the study.
Oh, come in, Mr. Wellman. I was expecting you.
Oh, I should think so. And what have you done? Nothing. Just what I expected. Nothing. But I have. I'm a man of business. I'm a man of action. I'm one man among
two.
Beg your pardon, Mrs. Hall?
Hello, Mr. Wellman.
Just what have you done, Mr. Wellman?
I'm trying to tell you. I called a special meeting of the Board of Governors. I have tried to explain how this horrible, this dreadful...
Contretemps?
Mix-up.
Same thing.
How this horrible desecration has happened. And with their approval, I have decided to take it out, to obliterate this ridiculous inscription and... replace it!
Well, replace it with what, Mr. Wellman? Something from Omar Khayyam?
How about, as you travel on through life, brother, no matter what your goal, keep your eye upon the donut and not upon the hole. I saw that in a sweet shop yesterday and it's pretty inspirational, I thought.
That will not be the one, Mrs. Hall. The new one, at least, will be more fitting and authentic.
You appear to be convinced that the present inscription is not authentic.
I was never more convinced about anything in my life, and I'm a pretty hard man to convince. about anything.
Tuit uno plus tempus dicas, frater.
Meaning what?
Meaning you can say that again, brother. It's just a loose construction, you know. But seriously, Mr. Wellman, I would like to ask you to postpone action until tomorrow. I've called a meeting of the Board of Governors and the press, and I will have a short statement to make.
You're optimistic in believing that an explanation of this horrible can be covered in a short statement.
The trouble with covering a long problem with a short statement is it always leaves the feet sticking out.
In this case, we have an authoritative source, the Bible.
The Bible? The Bible? What's the Bible got to do with it?
Everything. And between now and tomorrow morning, I suggest you take a look at yours. It might be very revealing.
I am a student of the Bible, Dr. Hall. Unfortunately, my wife seems to have let somebody borrow mine.
Well, you might get one at the campus bookshop.
No, I can't. They haven't had one in stock since 8:30 this morning, and all because of this ridiculous, preposterous, silly...
Better be careful, Mr. Wellman.
Careful of what, Mrs. Hall?
With this book, we'd better not be too critical. Sooner or later, we'll all be meeting the authors.
All right. I know you want a story, but I don't want to wake them up now. After all, college presidents don't work night shifts, and Dr. Hall... Okay, all right, I'll give him a buzz, but I can't promise what he's going to say.
Toddy?
Hmm?
Telephone.
Oh, yes, it is. An amazing invention. How about answering it?
It's on your side.
Oh. I don't want it on my side. I'm completely against it. Yeah, hello, Dr. Hall speaking most unwillingly.
Good morning, Doc. And it is, you know.
Is what?
Morning.
I have always associated morning with the singing of birds and the azure beginnings of the heavens.
Hey, that's real pretty, Doc.
Well, what is?
What you just said.
What did I say?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Victoria, you go back to sleep now. I'm wide awake. Mr. Bullock, what can I do for you?
Well, it's morning, the news services are down my throat, and I need your statement.
Mr. Bullock, I have called a meeting for this morning. And by morning, I mean a little after sunrise when human beings have begun to move about in a normal manner. The meeting will be at 10:30 in my office at the college. I'll see you there. Goodbye. And I want to congratulate you all. I understand that there is not a Bible to be purchased within 100 miles. And I hope that your weekend of scriptural cramming has been as beneficial to you as it has been to me. Now, our theological building was designed by Miss Anne Garrick, who, without consulting anyone, and prompted by her fierce desire for a more enlightened world, added a plaque to the building. It has been termed controversial. If a devotion to the ideals of Christianity is controversial, then the charge may stand. But for her dedication of this building to the 11th commandment, she is on solid and sacred ground. As president of Ivy College, and for all of us here today, and for those who will pass through these portals in years to come, I want to thank Anne Garrick for raising the bright torch of hope and faith a little higher. As for the 11th commandment, I would suggest you read the words of the man of Galilee, from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another.
Well, it's been an interesting day. Your digging for gold paid off. Tell me, did you stake a claim?
No, dear, but I have a feeling I'm about to claim a stake. Right, Alice?
Right, and with French fries. Da-da-da-dum-bum-bum-bum-dee.
Madam, I think you are my partner for dinner.
I have some scandalous news for you. I'm your partner for breakfast, too.
In a moment, we'll return to the Halls of Ivy.
Anne Garrick didn't need vindication so much as she needed support. support in her belief that a solemn truth need not be shouted to be heard.
Well, maybe, but...
To quote Charles Hanson Towne, I need not shout my faith. Thrice eloquent are quiet trees and the green listening sod. Hushed are the stars, whose power is never spent. The hills are mute, yet how they speak of God.
Be with us again next week for the Halls of Ivy.